Nick Asman's joining us, our Tuesday regular from Track Work at Randwick. Morning to you, Nick.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. I'm not too sure where you want to start, but I got an update this morning from John Thompson on First Seal, who James McDonald has jumped aboard on Saturday and again this morning heading towards the Vinery.
Yeah, apparently he's fallen in love with it too. I had a good chat with John as well just after she worked, and both jockey trainer very, very happy. She did a bit more this time on the Tuesday going into her Coolmore run. She was sort of ran 22 seconds for her last 400, and did notice after the Coolmore, Andrew, she had a very good blow. So she mightn't have been at her top for the race. Today she ran 21.2 for her last 400 with a mate, which, as you know, is just absolutely flying. Mm. And that was at the back end of a mile gallop as well. So if she does that on Saturday, I don't think they'll beat her, and I expect her to bounce back. And James Adornes is riding as well as anyone, isn't he?
Yeah, he certainly is. So First Seal, everything on track for the Vinery. Anything else from the Vinery from out there this morning?
Yeah, look, Adrift worked. I'm pretty sure she's going to wear blinkers on Saturday because she worked in blinkers, and it was the first time I've seen her in blinkers. Which for the Zabil breed can be a huge plus. She worked over 1,400 metres in a minute 41, 39.9 last 600, 13.1 last 200, which doesn't sound that fast, but she was doing it very, very easy. And sometimes in the gallops previously, they sort of just have to give her a little dig here and there as she gets a bit more dour in her preps, whereas today she was sort of, as I said, doing it very, very easily. So I think she'll show a much better performance this weekend. Whether she can beat First Seal, I don't know, but I know there's a fairly generous price around for her in the Oaks at the moment, so she mightn't be a bad bet, because I'm tipping if she finishes within a length or so of First Seal on Saturday, she'd be close to favourite for the Oaks.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be interesting whether the blinkers, it sounded like a test, and as you say, blinkers with Zabils, they can often just go bang, can't they?
Yeah, 100%. And the important thing was is she just the way she was covering the ground this morning in the blinkers looked like she was doing it a bit easier than when she didn't have them. And obviously, Gaze kept them up the sleeve for Saturday and then the Oaks in a couple of weeks' time. So stable flying at the moment, can't underestimate them. Zazali for Bart and James as well, Andrew. I didn't get the clock on her this morning, but I have seen a bit of her through the autumn. She's sort of coming through those provincial races, which certainly on paper look a lot weaker than where the likes of Adrift and First Seal have been coming from. But her coat looks better now than it has all autumn. So I don't know where she'll finish on Saturday, if she can keep up with the other two. But certainly going forward to the Oaks, she looks a real genuine stayer.
Yep, okay. All right, we'll wait for her on Saturday. Anything from BMW?
Yeah, no, not a look, not a lot. Hampton Court ran work this morning, and it was a decent hit out as well, which for a horse that ran on Saturday is not the norm. So I think Gay's just sort of trying to get him back to where he was in the spring. Didn't see Solon Achiever out there, and if she was, she would have just been sort of trotting canter type of work. 5.5 star, didn't catch him either, so not much to report from Randwick. And I think most people will feel as though that the Japanese Hartnell and perhaps Protection are the ones to beat there anyway. But I did get the Pallock Stakes, a couple of horses there, Andrew. Cape Crusader, he's a horse that led in the midweeks, I think it Randwick a couple of weeks ago. He went really good today. He worked over 1,400 metres in a minute 38. 38.8 last 600, 12 furlongs, 12 seconds for his last furlong. As Gay would say, he was shooting the breeze. He just did it very easily. But he's the kind of horse that I could see bowling along on top of the speed on Saturday and sort of laying himself down to be a serious Derby contender in a couple of weeks. So I really like the way he's coming along and ruling dynasty for Barton James as well. He beat up a couple of a few maiden and class one horses at I think it was Kembla last start on a Monday meeting a couple of weeks back. But the manner in which he did it was just awesome. And if you talk to Tommy Berry about him, he'll tell you that he thinks he's a genuine group horse or genuine group stay at the very least. So he's a horse to keep an eye out for on Saturday as well in the stakes. And just finally, Andrew, is it the Bailu? Is that how we pronounce it? I think it is, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Pasadena Girl for Peter Moody. I think she's unbeaten in two runs down in Melbourne. Tiny little filly. worked with an older horse today and more than held her own, which is a pretty positive sign for two-year-olds, and Street Rapper for Gay. He also worked. He finally broke through last start in good style, and he worked pretty good today. So I think those two might be the two to beat in the Bailu.
All right, that's Pasadena Girl and Street Rapper for Moody and for Gay. Some good notes there heading towards the weekend. Thanks for your time, Nick. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Andrew.
Nick Ashman from Randwick, the track clocker. Friday night down in Melbourne, the Group 1 William Reid. Let's find out about Vane Queen, who's entered for the race. John Sadler joins us. Morning, John.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Looking forward to this. You've been very patient. You've become a patient man in your old life, you know.
I would have liked to have thought I was always patient, Andrew. We've had to wait and probably try and pick the right races for her. It just looked like the we would love to have gone down the straight with her, but the Lightning and the Newmarket just looked a bit tough for her, I thought. So we decided to you'd hate to say weaker options, but because the Oakley Plate and William Reid, certainly there's no weak Group Ones, is there?
No, exactly.
So we've gone the what looks to be the easier path, and she was a little unlucky. Without saying she would have won in the Oakley Plate, but she ran really well, and I'm sure she's going to run well this Friday night and hopefully win it, Andrew.
Let's hope so, for your sake and the owners. How did she get around the valley yesterday morning when she went there? I know that the gallops would have been wide, but did she cope with it?
Yeah, she was really good. She galloped over half a mile with a stablemate. And, she's been to the valley. She's been to the valley twice for gallops and worked well on both occasions. And she's had one start there for a win. So yeah. I can't see the valley being an excuse, Andrew.
Who rides, John?
Nicole will ride her. Damien Lane rode her in the Oakley Plate. And, of course, he's in Hong Kong. So the owners asked me to book Nicole.
That's good. You team up with him with a couple of nice horses as well. The main thing is she's just enjoying herself at this stage. She just seems to be nearly at the peak of a game.
Yeah, I think so. I reckon there's still... I still think she's climbing the ladder, this mare, and hopefully I'm right. But, second crack at a Group One and, a first go in the Oakley Plate, as I said, was really good. So... Look, I think that sort of form's probably going to have you thereabouts on Friday night.
Yeah, I reckon it will be. Good luck, mate. I hope it runs well for you.
Thanks a lot, Andrew.
Good on you, John. John Sadler from Melbourne. Vane Queen lines up. And as I mentioned, Famous Seamus leaves tonight from Hawkesbury, the stables of Noel Mayfield Smith, to line up in that race.